Welcome to day 16 of your 28-day meditation challenge.
Today, we are going into a mindfulness meditation, but with a slight difference, with a slightly different focus. Start by sitting comfortably. Try and keep the spine long and close your eyes. Take a few deeper breaths, allowing the body to relax with each exhale. Draw your mind to the present. Notice how your body feels. Keep tracing the breaths. Notice where you feel the breath most, and focus on that point and the sensations that arise as you breathe. Now I'd like you to draw to mind a situation or an event that made you feel uncomfortable. An event that caused an undesirable emotion to arise, or emotions. And try to remember how they made you feel. Notice how your mind shifts. Right now, as we sit here, feel how you embody those emotions. Where do you feel them? Do you feel them in your chest, perhaps, or your tummy? How does your chest feel? Does your heart rate increase, perhaps? Do you get butterflies? A lump in your throat? Tension through your face? Just notice what affects. Just recalling this negative memory has. Now, rather than focusing on the memory itself, I'd like you to focus on the sensations that are arising through your body due to that memory. Once again, draw the mind to the breath. Focus on the inhale and the exhale. If it helps to draw your mind, you can count how many seconds it takes to inhale and to exhale. And just steadily count and allow your mind to be distracted by the breath. Now draw to mind a memory or a recent event that made you really happy. It doesn't have to be something big, just something that really put a smile on your face. Relive that memory and relive the emotions that came up at that time as well. And allow those emotions to fill you up. Notice where you feel those emotions, how you embody them. Do you feel them in your tummy, your chest, your face, somewhere else entirely? And notice how they may differ from the emotion you were feeling earlier. Try to keep your focus on those sensations. And notice how they change over time. As you focus on them, you might find as you bore into them and notice everything about them that they disperse. Keep noticing, and each time the mind wanders, come back to the sensations that are coming up. So today's mindfulness practice has been a little bit different. We've chosen two focus points, and we've also chosen two focus points which we know will cause our mind to A, wander, B, bring up emotion, and C, cause us to perhaps think more than what we would have. But what we can learn from this practice is incredibly powerful. By knowing that just sitting quietly on your own, you're able to cause a physical response. You feel the sensations come up in your body by recalling these memories. Whereas actually your situation has not changed at all. It's by looking backwards and reliving things where we cause the emotion we feel. But when you actually take a moment to look at the sensations that arise, take the thoughts themselves out of the equation, we can stare into the reaction of those thoughts to the point where they disappear entirely. Now, knowing you have the power to do this while sitting quietly and meditating will soon transfer into real life. So when you are in a situation where you're suddenly feeling anxious or worried, sad, whereas those emotions don't make sense in the situation you're in, perhaps this practice will help you be mindful of when this happens. And you then have the ability to look at the emotions you're feeling, and rather allowing them to take over, you can look at them, bore into them, notice everything about them, and then let them go. This is a more challenging practice, and as you continue to practice mindfulness, this will become easier. But I hope you found it useful. And of course, if you have any questions about it, please do get in touch. Take a few deeper breaths. Open your eyes when you're ready. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 17. Namaste.